think about tasty midday treats, there's only one option.
Champagne cocktail.
No, not that.
Four fried chickens and a Coke. And some dry white toast, please.
Again, no.
A ham and cheese omelet or wham fry.
That also is not what I mean. I'm talking about The Zone with Justin Acri, the shooter Pat Bradley, and Freaky Joe Franklin from the Fury Electric Studio on the Buzz Radio Network and 1037thebuzz.com.
LeBron James!
LeBron James, the U.S. basketball team, working their way towards a gold medal. But I'm telling you, if they lose, I don't want to see him on TV the next day crying on the Today Show. Pat Bradley will be all over him.
There's too much crying going on, man. Come on. Well, there's no crying in the Olympics in the day after you lose.
If you're thinking about a bankruptcy, you may feel like crying today.
Well, but if you're hungry, you should go get a Baconator. Nothing tops the Wendy's Baconator. Two big hot and juicy beef patties. I wonder how fast Usain Bolt would have ran in his 100 meter if he ate a Wendy's Baconator before.
Real fast.
Two slices of melty American cheese, six strips, fresh cooked applewood smoked bacon. That's the Wendy's Baconator. You also have the choice of the Son of Baconator. That's going to be the sort of like John Daly leading up, you know, bringing up a new guy. That's what the Baconator is doing for the Son of Baconator. Soon, this one will take over. But you decide how big you want it. Wendy's is open until 1 a.m. You can also get a Wendy's Frosty or Strawberry Shortcake Parfait. It's going to end that perfect meal the perfect way on a perfect day. It's the Wendy's way, and pickup window is open until 1 a.m. Okay.
But I was going to say, too, speaking of golf, Bryce Mulder's just teeing off now at the PGA Championship. John Daly hanging tough at 3-under through 14, and Ken Duke after a great start now at 1-under through 17. He's tied for 20th.
Okay, we have a winner. We had three finalists. I let Otto Fry read through them, and here it goes. Hello. I would be forever grateful to win this contest. I was married to a sneaky man who used my name and Social Security number to get credit, utilities, and other items, and managed to keep it hidden from me for quite some time.
Is this from Roger Scott?
While this was going on, I was in and out of the hospital without insurance until he was approved for disability. My son, 9 years old, very serious mental health issues, as well as intellectual and emotional delays. Former medications cause liver damage. Insurance only covers one pair of glasses and two sets of leg braces a year. Are you listening to this?
No, we're ignoring you. Of course we're listening.
Being a 9-year-old boy, he breaks or loses his glasses, got to buy about six pairs a year.
Jeez Louise.
His leg braces wear out quickly, and he grows faster than the six-month, quote, growth limit that Medicaid allows. They've accrued many unpaid medical bills. This person is in school pursuing social worker's license, as well as founder and president of a local outreach program. Oftentimes, because of their credit, the outreach is denied funding and grants. This person had cancer. She said, I had cancer that was cured by surgery. The hospital did the operation even without insurance because I needed it so badly.
Wow.
The bill is now in collections in my credit report and on my credit report. Getting this bankruptcy would take care of several issues. I'm engaged to a man who's got great credit. Not to mention he's the most awesome guy in the world, so I do not wish to bring my issues into the marriage.
Is this from Roger Scott?
She had me at hello.
I am.
Right?
It goes on. I am very ready to marry the man of my dreams who intends to adopt my children and have them play with their toys. But I need to have my affairs in order first. Please consider my little family fear contest.
Well, what affairs? Okay, I see.
Financial affairs.
Threw me off there.
I have three amazing children. 14-year-old daughter also does community work. She's intelligent, beautiful, inside and out. That I know. Then there's my son. Then there's my little pretty daughter, number four. She's four. She's a pretty little fireball. My fiance was laid off from a local manufacturing company.
I didn't think the greatest man in the world was out of work. That's crazy.
So there you have it.
That is a sad story, actually. But
we've got help for you.
Maybe. Who else?
That's it.
Well, who's your other three?
Otto Fry went through them, and he said, you know what, Pat? There's no question. This is the final.
You don't even want to give me the other two finalists?
They wouldn't really compare.
We wouldn't compare.
Not even close, huh?
Not even close.
We've hit the pinnacle.
Well, all right. There you go. Entrant X, you're the winner. Congratulations. And we'll Otto will be in touch. Otto, if somebody wants to get a bankruptcy, give me the quick rundown. What's the difference between 7-Eleven and 13?
Well, very simple. 11 is a corporate reorganization, so really that's a specialized issue. Not anybody who runs a business is going to say Enron. If they were actually going to reorganize, they would have filed a Chapter 11. But the thing I deal with primarily is a Chapter 7, and that's a straight liquidation. What that means is that you qualify under those rules and you're under what's called a presumptive means test. I won't get into the details because we'd be here a week. It just means that you financially meet the criteria to file a Chapter 7, which means that you do not attempt to repay any of your debts. And the opposite of that is a Chapter 13, where you do not meet the income test and you have money left over after paying your necessary living expenses. And the amount of that is very small, but that would put you into a Chapter 13. The primary reason people will file Chapter 13s is to save their house from foreclosure.
Okay.
And that what that happens is, let's say you lose your job, you're laid off, and you can't meet your mortgage payments, which is a significant issue in this economy. And what happens with the Chapter 13 is, let's say you're a year behind, they're going to take that amount. Let's say, just for example, you're $12,000 behind. They're going to take that $12,000, spread it out over a period of 60 months, and basically incorporate that back in. Hopefully you've reobtained your job and you can make up those payments. And that's the primary difference of those two. Chapter 7, you just basically liquidate your debts. And if you have any assets, most people don't if they're filing Chapter 7, but the specifics of that can get rather intricate, and we don't have the time to do that here.
Okay. And how do they contact you if they want to do one of those?
There's two or three ways to contact us. The primary way is by phone, obviously, the telephone number in Conway, 501-327-2448. The most efficient way to contact me and get information is through email, frylawyer, that's F-R-Y lawyer, at hotmail.com. We also have a website that has just become active that is www.thefryfirm.com. We are adding content to that as we speak, and that'll give you information. We're using that as more of an informational site where if you have general questions, you can look at it 24/7, find out what you need to know.
Okay.
Thank you, Otto.
You do a lot more than just that, though.
I do that. I do. I was going to suggest couples counseling for you two after that Lolo Jones incident, but we do divorces, bankruptcies, custody, adoptions, criminal defense. I do a lot of criminal defense, so...
See, well, there's a lot of passion between Pat and myself, and when we have a good fight like that, it's the making up is so beautiful.
The Rocky theme was appropriate because I thought y'all were going to come over the table.
See how Lolo divides this country?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you'd like to have a conversation with her.
I think it's about time.
I don't know about dividing, but I know you'd like to conquer. She that was actually not even that bad a fight. We've had much, much worse. That was pretty good. I wasn't even that worked up.
So who do you get into it more, him or Tommy?
I don't argue with Tommy that much. Although when we live together, look, it's a tough situation. He's like 50-something going on 128.
You live together?
Yeah, well, we had the live-in last week.
Oh, okay.
We were smashing cancer's face.
There's something I don't know about.
Yeah, we were punching cancer in the face. And no, I wouldn't live with Tommy unintentionally, and I guarantee you would not want to live with me.